the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
When you grab whatever you're grabbing for breakfast today, whatever it might be, do you think about what it does to the end of your life? I don't, and I don't want to.
No, a little bit. No. I mean, I think more about what it does to the end of like my day or something. Like, how is this going to emerge from me later? How is it going to be satisfying or take too long?
Is this going to be worth the trade-off of how crappy my body feels for how good it is?
Yeah.
Well, or vice versa.
Yeah, what's the fiber in here?
I don't think that, because then I wouldn't do it.
Right.
I go in blindly as far as short term, but yeah, I mean, of course, I try and eat healthy. We all do. So we are kind of thinking about what it will, you know, how it will affect our later lives. Mm-hmm. Or hopefully, like, it will lengthen our lives.
Some researchers at the University of Michigan, along with other partners, put together a study where they actually put a number of minutes that you subtract or add from various behaviors.
Oh, drag.
Yeah. Some of them are similar, like, of what you've heard before.
Mm-hmm.
There are plenty of studies out there. It says the negative impact of unhealthy habits can have on your life expectancy, including one that asserts that you subtract 11 minutes for every cigarette you smoke. Another that suggests that anyone who has more than 5 adult beverages per week can deduct 15 minutes whenever they down an alcoholic drink.
Well, I lost about a year over the weekend.
Yeah,
right. Oh, my God.
Not getting that back.
Nope.
Well, maybe you can, actually.
I was going to say, there was a time when they said, you know, well, smoking, the big thing was always like, it'll take 10 years off your life. That was always a number that was thrown out there.
Yeah.
And they said your lungs will never get better, which we know now that they regenerate.
Mm-hmm.
And same with, like, your liver. If you stop drinking, well, then your liver will heal itself to some capacity.
Assuming you stop.
And since I promised myself yesterday that I'm never drinking again.
Oh, that'll work.
I'll be so healthy.
That's true.
I'm going to be so healthy.
Oh, yeah.
So they went through this group in a paper that was recently published in an actual medical journal. Decided to figure out exactly how much of a disservice you're doing to yourself every time you down specific junk foods.
Okay.
According to Yahoo, a trio of experts at the University of Michigan made the Health Nutritional Index 5,800 unique foods and examined 6,000 different factors to evaluate the risk level that comes with eating them.
Oh, boy.
Before naming the worst culprits, as well as others that can help you cancel out the adverse effects.
Okay.
For now, until they realize that those are not healthy.
Yeah, that those are the things that cause the most stringent cancers.
The food that caused the most damage, so to speak, the biggest offender, taking 36 minutes of healthy lifestyle off the end of a life.
36
every
minutes. Wow.
Consumption is this.
Hot dog, I'm taking it.
Oh,
dog.
Wow.
It's a brand new day.
36 minutes. Damn, Joey Chestnut better get his affairs in order.
I can't believe he didn't die 5 years ago.
Wow.
We're splitting the scene. We're full of beans.
That's crazy. 36 minutes per.
Burgers, breakfast sandwiches, and cured meats like bacon and corned beef also had a less drastic but still very noticeable effect.
Sure.
On the flip side of the coin, peanut butter represented a net gain of 33 minutes. Fish, fruits, and nuts also holding their own on that front.
Oh, well, so excellent. Peanut butter on your hot dogs.
I've had far more peanut butter and nuts in my life than I have hot dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, I've had plenty of hot dogs, but I've gained time.
Hmm.
Yeah, true. When it comes to hot dogs, but other things, not so much.
Yeah.
Also, when they talk about nuts and, well, peanut butter, I would say that's if you eat a serving, which is impossible to eat a serving of anything because it's so tiny.
And they're not, I doubt they're talking like
roasted.
Jeff.
They're not talking roasted nuts. They're talking about raw cashews, which are okay. Raw almonds are okay. They're so bland and boring, though. Never mind. They're not okay. They suck.
They are a little boring.
They are.
But a little salt is okay.
Their study showed that substituting only 10% of daily caloric intake of beef and processed meats for instead a diverse mix of whole grains, fruits, vegetables, nuts, legumes, and select seafood could reduce on average the dietary carbon footprint of a U.S. consumer by one-third and add 48 healthy minutes of life per day.
Wow.
Per day.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Does this, although, are they, I wonder if they're looking at the fish in terms of how it used to be and not now when they all have plastics in them.
And mercury.
And mercury.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You probably got to get farm-raised fish.
I don't know. Do you, none of this is a surprise. No one thinks hot dogs
not
are
really.
Good for you until they say, and the minutes off their, off the life, it's easy to go, eh.
I didn't think they'd be the worst.
That's a surprise.
I wouldn't have thought hot dogs.
Yeah.
No, but
I'm kind of glad it's something I'm indifferent about, but it's not like the other things I like are you know, good for you.
Mm-hmm. They're better than that, apparently. Boy, it's hard to believe that, though. 36 minutes every hot dog.
That seems like a lot.
I just want a hot dog now. Like, that's all. And now I just want a hot dog.
I do. I mean, like a ball game hot dog?
Yeah. I would eat one if it was here.
Sweet baby Jesus. I would put chili and that weird yellow cheese. I'm taking another hour off of my life
weird
right here.
Yellow cheese.
And then I would top
fake
it with
cheese,
like
queso.
That
like
bright yellow mustard. Yeah. Oh, my God. Throw some onions in there. I mean, I am going to regret it later, especially when I die a whole hour earlier. But I'd eat five of them.
But that's at the end of your life when you can't taste things anyway. I mean,
yeah,
really,
that's true.
I can taste things now.
Mm-hmm.
Off the Straight Talk hotline, cutting your wireless bill in half feels good. Get 25 gigs of high-speed data for $45 a month. That's up to 50% less than the other guy's Straight Talk wireless. This text points out that, I've heard this before, the average American eats 70 hot dogs a year. I don't, that can't be true.
I don't even think I had one last year.
That seems incredibly high. The average American.
But if that's the case,
70.
2,100 minutes off your life every year.
Imagine back in the day when I got from Gordon Food Service, a wholesaler, when I went in and bought a pack of like 100 hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And those were my meals for a while.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Were you eating anything with them?
Not really. Just ketchup.
But no bun?
Not usually.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean, you wouldn't want those carbs.
Nothing.
Yeah,
on the,
I wouldn't want, exactly.
Nothing on the side.
I mean,
like
no,
a,
not
a
really.
Chip or anything like that.
No,
like an extra side of phosphates or anything.
No, not really.
No,
I was salt.
I mean, I was being paid $0, and I was living off of a savings I earned working at Borders Books. Yeah.
A lot of people
in Chicago that where I earned $6.75.
Would you grill them or just boil them?
Microwave.
Oh,
I was living in a flop house. There was a hot plate that was shared amongst the meth heads around.
What a drag.
Yeah.
So hot dogs and not only that,
plate.
But yeah. Slightly rubbery microwave hot dogs.
Don't they get all pimply too?
I mean,
microwave?
It's not good. It wasn't. That's why I say like ballpark hot dog. That's the only acceptable way to eat a hot dog for me.
Do you think you could go back and do 2 weeks of early Joe living at a flop house eating only hot dogs?
Could I? Yes. Will I? No. Like I said, I don't think I had one hot dog last year. Certainly not this year.
I can see why you wouldn't have a strong affinity for them.
No.
It doesn't sound great.
They weren't even that appealing to me to begin with. It's not like I loved hot dogs when I bought that pack. It was just cheap.
I don't mind them.
No.
I'll have them when I'll make them for Grayson once in a while. If I make one for him, I'll make one for me.
Right.
And I slow fry them, get a little brown on the outside, slightly toast the bun.
No, it's too much work for just that.
Yeah, it's good.
I'll buy them if they're 10 cents at the local ballpark.
And then throw one on the field, eat one, whatever.
10 cents.
I'll take, they are,
sometimes they'll do that, yeah.
That's crazy, one, and then that's how cheap they are, because they're still making a profit.
I just thought back to when the local minor league hockey team used to do dollar beers and dollar dogs. I had a lot of hot dogs during that
right.
phase. A
lot of beer and
one
dogs.
One of the hockey games I went to, they were shooting hot dogs out of one of those t-shirt throwers and caught one. I ate that.
I'm surprised it didn't hit you right in the eye.
I know, I wish.
The way that you always get hit with stuff.
I caught one. It was
especially wiener-shaped things.
Yeah.
Whammo.
Catch it mouth first.
I remember someone I was sitting with caught one. It wasn't me, but that thing was wrapped up in so much packing tape.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so it wouldn't explode.
But to get it open, it just fell apart anyway.
I remember being at that game. I think that was one of the games we were promoting.
I'm sure it was. That was like the last time I went to a game.
It was impossible to get into it.
They did Subway sandwiches, and they didn't wrap them tight.
I think
fired the gun, and lettuce and tomato and deli meat would go flying all over us.
Intentional. You know it was
really?
Intentional.
Yeah, I saw it with my own eyes. Then, yeah, they started wrapping them so tight.
They weren't quite prepared for that.
You couldn't get the sandwich out.
At least they put, instead of putting the mayonnaise on it, it came with a packet. Like, people weren't being, there wasn't mayonnaise being rained down upon people.
Right.
I'd be so pissed if that were the case.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot, too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.